EMDR.
Yeah, I started that.
Did you?
I'll do the second.
Okay, we're going to break things up and do role play now instead of at the end. Okay, attention. Guys, we're starting. Okay. So, we're going to do role plays now, and I'm going to give you a hint. Okay? The first two are meet criteria for borderline personality disorder. And now you don't always get told in advance this, so, and that makes it a little harder to do in a short role play, but it's important to give it a try. And so, when you're the client, you know, channel, not histrionic, just borderline, okay? And basically, you want to focus on, because there's often a little too much information, you want to, for both the first two are two completely different people, okay, but they're both borderline. And focus on the part in bold. And then, you know, don't feel like you have to memorize the whole thing, but just to give you a hint. So, because sometimes in the words, people lose it. For role play number one, if you happen to be the client, basically the client is going to put on the agenda that she thinks maybe she should end therapy and work on things herself. Okay? So that's an important thing. It's like, maybe there's no point to this, and I'll just do this myself. Number two, totally different, but when she starts on the agenda, she is very discouraged about her marriage and feels strongly that her husband does not care. And so with number two, if you can possibly get into her dichotomous thinking. Okay? So I'm giving you big hints here to save time, okay? But she's being very black and white. He doesn't care at all, okay? And so those are the key things. So when you're playing the client, those are the key things you want to express. And as therapist, when those are things that you're going to want to try to deal with. So otherwise, you start by gender and writing it down, and then do what it says on the sheet for the therapist. But number three is Kathy, dependent personality disorder. So that's a little more straightforward. So we should have, or at least in one session it is. I mean, honestly, I don't make such big mistakes with my borderline or histrionic patients. So he tells you how that dependent personality is not my strength. What can I say? Of course, I never did it since. So I can learn.
You learned.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so we're going to have two groups of three and two groups of two. Okay, so that everybody gets a turn. We're only going to have a little under 15 minutes each role play. And so if whoever's observing, or if you don't have an observer, pay attention to the time so you get all three role plays in. Let's mix it up. We're going to have, we can have one group in here, otherwise it gets noisy. We have three rooms across. There's the lobby, you know, the waiting room, and two offices, so we can all be right in this. Although I guess some groups like the snack room, so whichever. But no fours. Two threes and two twos. And a little under 15 minutes each, so we'll get back just a little after 4 o'clock. So here's one sheet for your group who's with you. These two. Okay. And then there are three, so somebody who's going to be the two. Have you
got four people here.
Two and two, so.
Two and two, so somebody can be the two and somebody else can be the other two. You guys are there. No, you're still. Oh, yeah, you need two.
Yeah,
but you've got your group. All right. There you go. Okay.
Start the timer because I always lose track of time, so that's why I'm trying to start this time. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay.
We're just going live. Yeah, you don't need that. Yeah, you probably do. All right, you guys had the most time because you didn't have to move, so.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
So before we get started, let's set the agenda for today.
Okay.
What is the thing you wanted to work on today?
Well, I'm really kind of questioning whether I should even be here. I just don't really feel like I'm getting much out of this, and it's not working very well.
Okay. So you want to work on deciding if you want to continue therapy, or?
Well, like this last week, I've been overeating, I'm gaining weight, I don't feel like anything's getting any better, and so I kind of feel like I should just work on things by myself.
Okay. So we did the, did you?
It's so easy to lose track of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, let's back it up.
Okay.
Let's back it up and have her say the exact same thing if she can. Mm-hmm. And don't, you know, go ahead and finish the agenda.
Okay.
But include, mm-hmm. include what she wants to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, because see, this is, in fact, you mm-hmm. don't even have to have borderline personality disorder for that to happen. You know, as soon as you start asking questions too much about the agenda item, they're going to start telling you.
Mm.
And then you haven't finished the agenda.
Okay, so let's
start over. Hello. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Gina. So, what do you want to work on today?
Well, I'm really kind of questioning whether I should even be here or not. I don't really feel like therapy's working, and I kind of feel like at this point I should probably work on things by myself.
Okay, so sounds like you are not sure if the therapy is working, so mm-hmm. you want to decide today's session. If this is something you want to continue working on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I can do that.
All right. Okay. All right, so we will work on that.
So what did
that.
You write down?
What
did you write down?
If she should continue working on that.
Okay, so be sure you want to have a labeled agenda or plan so that you know what you're
writing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You always have to.
I do that.
Okay.
So, is there anything else you have in your agenda for today?
Well, I'm just, like, I've been overeating for the last week. I'm gaining weight. I don't feel like this is helping at all. I feel like I'm doing worse since I've been coming to therapy than when I was on my own.
Okay. Is that something in your agenda as well?
We need to definitely work. I need to work on overeating. I need to
work on overeating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't continue to gain weight.
All right. Anything else? All right. So you said you also wanted to work on overeating. I like to review the homework that you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference where to start?
No. Whatever's good for you.
Okay. So, can we start with the homework if you don't mind?
Sure.
All right. So you had the homework about the thought record.
Mm-hmm.
So can I take a look?
Yeah.
All right.
And just to point out, that's a perfectly viable option and could get her involved.
Okay.
It also could really piss her off. I mean, she's going along with it, but
okay.
It's like it wouldn't be at all surprising if she said, well, I just said I'm going to end, you know, I don't think I need to be coming here. So, do you really think,
yeah.
you know, I mean, what is the point of going over the homework and, you know, and really be annoyed or feel rejected that you're not even addressing the fact, you know, that if I'm leaving, maybe we need to wrap up or something, you know. So it's a mixed, because
yeah.
it could work. I'm just
yeah.
saying it's a choice. How did you feel when she made that choice?
Well, what you were saying is actually what I was planning on doing, but I felt bad. I didn't want to cause her any more problems. So I was trying to just get
you already caused problems by not
deciding. Wait. So you playing the patient, okay, so as playing the patient, that's what you were going to do, but then you felt kind of guilty about, oh, what? Don't you about that? All that Nice for two whole terms. No more Ms. Nice Guy. Okay?
Unless you're
so,
dependent.
The thing, we'll I mean, because the fact is, your gut,
yeah.
obviously you understand
yeah.
borderline personality disorder, so your gut was, although I have to say, it's not a terrible, you know, it is a therapeutic choice,
yes.
and, you know, sometimes it could work if you get the patient engaged in talking about their homework, and then get to, okay, now, you know, and have it be helpful, and then say, well, this is kind of what we have in mind, and so does this affect your decision?
Mm-hmm.
But it is risky. I just wanted
yeah,
to point out that
yeah.
it is a risky, and so... You know, there's pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's never any one right answer. There's pros and cons. She was going to let you, which, to be perfectly honest, knowing, I mean, this was my patient.
Yeah.
You know, she actually might have done exactly what you did. She might have thought about and felt really rejected, like, shh, she's not even going to deal with this, and
mm-hmm.
then planned. Here's what my patient, maybe you were thinking this. Going ahead, reviewing the homework, talking about the agenda,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end say, well, screw
See,
you.
Yeah.
You didn't address my issue, and now, obviously, you don't care whether I come back or not, so I'm out of here, and now you don't have time to deal with it. That's what my patient would have maybe gone along.
I have a question. So, somewhat like this, what she brought up, in one way, I was thinking, let's talk about it, but other way, I was thinking, going through this, then addressing it. But one of my question to you is that if she said, no, I don't, she brings up explosive issues such as like that, whether I should continue or not. But when I ask her, do you have a choice? Do you have a preference? She said, no. Is that something, so she said no, so I said I would start, is that okay with you? Is that something kind of taking what she said, going and then relating to that, or should I need to kind of probe it a little bit? This sounds like something very pressing issue for you. You mentioned that.
See, I think it's safe. I mean, there were choices, and you
yeah.
certainly could do it. I mean, it was good. You were collaborative, and you asked her.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah.
we can't assume that, you know, the patient is going to really give us an honest answer about what.
So would you probe?
My personal preference, but really there are a lot of possibilities. My personal preference would not be to ask her first. I mean, to set the agenda like you did and have the homework on it. But as she's saying, I need to decide, you know, I'm not sure I want to come back, I would say, whoa. I would say right then, wow, that's a big one. Let's put a star. We're going to need to start with that because that has implications for
mm-hmm.
whatever else we do. So you're really feeling discouraged enough that you would actually consider leaving. So we'll definitely talk about that, and we want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk about that. I do still hope we will have time to review your homework. And is there anything else in addition? And maybe she'll mention the overeating, you know. And but then, you know, make it clear that, wow, that is an important issue to deal with. That, and now it could, obviously, if she does it every session, mm-hmm. we're going to need to say, you know, we've already decided you're going to do this for 6 sessions. So I think, you know, again, if you really want to talk about that, we could give it the last 5 minutes. You know, there are a lot of choices here. But I think it's important that the patient feels like...
validated. She was fired.
Yeah, validated. You're okay. Respecting her concerns and listening to her and not acting mm-hmm. like you're just going on whether she wants to continue in therapy or not. Now, I know you were going to bring it back, mm-hmm. and you really might have been able to pull that off, especially since the thought she is about her wanting to end therapy.
Yes. Is it? Oh, God. Okay.
See, and that is these are real clients and real things that they did, okay? But it just gives you the whole idea of the role play is to give you a flavor for some of the choices and the ways you could get, you know, and, I mean, it could work out a number of different ways. So, and she did do a pretty good job because I wasn't clear. See, she seemed pretty cooperative, so, and so I wasn't picking up and might not have picked up that she was thinking, okay, do I want to give her a hard time or not? Which sometimes patients with personality disorders are aware enough to be actually, because I've had some tell me later on, that they actually are aware enough to be thinking, well, maybe I won't give her a hard time just yet, and I'll see how she plays out. And sometimes they're just totally, you know, don't realize that they're festering. So very, very interesting.
So I noticed one thing this is what I kind of a little bit struggled with. As you're setting the agenda, if I should just focus on setting the agenda, then go do into intervention. But it sounded like you took time during the agenda to validate it.
What you're thinking? But did you see how quick it was? That's the key. Yeah. You've got to validate quickly. So when somebody, by the way, when Kathy came in suicidal, I mean, I didn't even have an appointment with her. That really took me by surprise. And I still set an agenda, and I'm like, wow, we really need to focus on the fact that you don't feel safe going mm-hmm. home. So how about if we make that the focus? You know, that's plenty for today. So all you need to do is a very quick, wow, this sounds so important, that let's just make that. And number one, we talk about how you're so discouraged you might leave. Mm-hmm. I'd hope to get the homework in, mm-hmm. if that's okay. And, you know, but let's be sure to start with that. That's really less than a minute.
Okay.
And the key is, mm-hmm. and it is practice, the key is setting in. You do want to set the agenda before you do anything, mm-hmm. but you can certainly validate, you know, my husband left me and my mother died. It's like, oh my goodness. Your mother died. That's a real surprise. You know, we definitely, I mean, like when this poor woman came in to tell me her, you know, her husband, well, actually she called me, but, you know, she comes in to say her son killed himself. It's like, all other bets are off. My God, we're going to focus on that. Mm-hmm. You can still set the agenda and be very supportive at the same time. Mm-hmm. But it's a trick. It's a skill because they'll go on. I mean, she was perfectly willing to tell you all about the bad things in the day before you mm-hmm. set the agenda. So you gotta sweep in, set mm-hmm. it, maybe add in a little support, and then move mm-hmm. on. So, all right, good, interesting job.
Yeah.
And we're gonna switch. So do number two, who's a very different kind of person, and can be a male or female, by the way. You can just either play a female or change the names, you know. Who cares?
I want to give one.
Yeah, you're one. But be quick.
What's going on here?
Okay, are you guys on number two? We need to switch.
Okay, so they still have 5 more minutes. It's 15 minutes each, right?
Yeah, but we didn't start at 3:30.
Oh, so we started at 3:29.
Well, then, so we'll have to.
Okay, but let's give her feedback.
All right. So,
she was
the therapist. She did good. She was writing the agenda.
Can you see your agenda? Review homework, feelings, set, hope. So, did you start by saying you didn't think maybe you were going to... Who was... You were,
yeah.
Yeah? So you didn't put that on the agenda?
What's that?
That I wanted to do things on my own. I didn't think therapy was right for me.
Okay.
I wanted to do things.
What do you think?
She started with, she don't want to be in the, you know, it was like, you know, and then the therapist was trying to get her, okay, well, let's just review our homework. Let's just get one by one, you know. So
how did that feel to you when you said you wanted to... You were thinking you didn't need this and wanted to end, and she just ignored it.
And then she ended up, you know, telling her the situations. And
so how did that
she
feel?
Kind of pushy. I felt kind of like she was forcing me to do the therapy, even though I didn't want to do it on my own.
And did you feel like that she was, you know, did you feel invalidated? I mean, like she was...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... It's okay, so you moved along and she went with it, okay?
Yeah, she went with it, yeah.
But I'm afraid that might indicate that, Carmen, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you might not have borderline personality disorder. Because...
with borderline, she should have...
I guess she gave her
a hard time.
She
later.
Did.
Did you?
She gave me a hard time. Yeah.
I gave her a very hard time.
Did you get back? Well, okay, I guess my concern is that if a patient comes in and says, I'm not sure I want to continue, I think that needs to be on the agenda. I mean, because what are you going
to
do?
Client refused to continue therapy.
No. That sounds punitive. What? You would put client... No, the agenda is what you're going to talk about. So
now,
if someone comes
about
in...
today.
If someone comes in saying, I've had it, I'm done, I don't think I need this, this isn't helping, I can do this on my own, then you need some validation saying, whoa, that sounds very important, let's put that in the agenda. We're going to talk about your, you know, considering ending. Okay, and... And I'm going to put a star because that sounds like we have to maybe have plenty of time to discuss that.
I think she kind of just went into discussing it instead of maybe putting it on the agenda. She said, well, did you do your homework? You know, and kind of trying to...
But did she actually address the fact that you said you weren't, you know, wanting to continue?
No, I did not.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of ways to go, and it's not necessarily that you'd have to do that first, but by not having it on the agenda at all, it makes it, even if you did address it later, again, that plan, I mean, she started with that, and it got ignored, that's all, and you're a good... So a true person with borderline personality disorder would feel really rejected and angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, angry. And what almost happened in the last role play, the client was going along with, they put it on the agenda, but the therapist started with the homework, which is not a terrible idea, but she was thinking in the back of her head, why are we doing the homework if I'm going to leave? And a true person with borderline personality disorder might wait until you've gone through the homework and you've talked about everything and then at the end said, well, we didn't have time. You didn't take the time to talk about me wanting to leave, so obviously you don't care, so I'm not coming back. And then you don't have time to talk about it because you have another patient waiting. So, or... She could get into it, and were you getting into it, and were you kind of engaged, and did you forget about ending?
I was halfway engaged, but I kept coming back on her, you know, and saying, you know, is this really doing any good, and what else did I ask you about?
why don't you
talk to my boy?
Yeah, can I bring him
yeah,
into
can
the
I bring him in? Can you
yeah.
work on him?
Okay,
yeah.
good. Okay,
yeah,
so
I like the
So you know what else you can do, which is totally legit. Maybe you just didn't pick up that, and she keeps coming back to this thing about, I don't know if this is helping. So you set the agenda with just the homework on it, right? Was that your only real item?
Yeah.
You know, because, and also I'm finding that people aren't making, separating the agenda from the rest of their notes. So if you want it to really be separate so that the client could look over your shoulder, or
okay.
you'll know next time exactly what was on your agenda. But so say you set the agenda to review the homework and maybe talk about her boyfriend, okay? And you didn't put down, you know, considering ending therapy. You just kind of missed that, right?
Yeah.
Or you just were hoping it would go away. And she keeps coming back to it. Then it's perfectly fine to say, you know, wow, you keep coming back to being discouraged about therapy and not sure you want to continue. You know what? I think that needs to be on the agenda, and I missed it. So let's back up. Let's put. You can add to the agenda later in the session. Let's put it down, and since we only have a few minutes left, maybe we need to get, because obviously you feel strongly about this, and now let's look at it. So that often happens. We're not, you know, we might, people gab at us. We don't necessarily get everything down in the plan. If we miss something and it comes up later, we can say, ooh, this sounds really important. I think we needed it on the agenda. Let's add it and let's do it right now.
And how would you do, like, I remember when she was setting up the agenda, she was like, okay, now let's talk about your the automatic thoughts. But the clients keep, you know, like, did not want to talk about that, and then finally she agreed to talk about a situation. So it was no automatic thoughts, even though they were put in the agenda. And then she started talking about a situation about her and her boyfriend.
But now that's
interesting. I'm just wondering, how would that be, you know?
Well, the thing is that I didn't see automatic thoughts on your written agenda. Your agenda says
it's part of the homework.
Oh, the homework
review.
See, but as soon as if the person is saying, okay, well, we're reviewing the homework, but, you know, the truth is the patient did written homework. So, you know, did you ask, did you write down your thoughts and feelings?
About the
homework.
Yeah.
And did you take, did you look at it?
We were like.
I was just reading.
Asking.
So
how was she was saying it. She was. I'm just wondering, like, how
so
would
she
you
did,
deal?
But
how
she
would
did
you
discuss the automatic thoughts.
She
right?
started, but she will go. How would you deal with the client jumping from? That's my question. Jumping
well,
from because of the borderline. She
so
has stuff in her mind.
Right. So first, it's hard because. Her, you know, she's already has one foot out the door, and she's so you know, it's confounded in this instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to stick with the homework, you might have to say, okay, let's before we go off, we know, on to other things, let's look at, and if you have it written, I might ask her, can
mm-hmm.
I see it?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's easier to keep her focused, or say, well, let's just stick with one thought. Or whatever, but also the fact is she really, even though she was so discouraged, she did her homework, and she wrote it down. So did you get a chance to reward her for that? Did you feel rewarded?
No.
No, you came. They didn't. I'm like, you came. They,
oh, but
there, the
I
other
mean,
part.
Since
the reward can be in at the end.
No,
we say thank you for doing the homework. That's.
Good job.
Oh, so you actually, you know, and even in this case say, so even though you're not sure you want to continue in therapy, you did your homework.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is telling.
Yeah,
right from the beginning.
Even though she refused, but all what she did was still participating in therapy.
Right. Yeah, and
that's
so
the way to do it.
I really, in fact, that shows a lot of strength. And even though you had mixed feelings, you went ahead and gave it a try. And some of these things can be, I know it's very hard, and I'm not, you know, I mean, you know, I'm just pointing out the things that you want to watch out for with difficult patients is, you don't, you know, you, if they feel strongly about something, you probably need it on the agenda, unless you've made an agreement that they're going to stick to one thing, you know, and that's another, you know, possibility. But also, you know, you really want to get in that validation quickly and the reward, because that, I mean, for somebody with her feelings, to do the homework is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So now that I made you even later moving to number two, be sure to move to number two, okay? That's my job.
I like that. Your brother is a drinker, he's a gambler, he's a smoker, and Muslims say, well, I don't care what you say, he's my brother, and I'm going out with him, and he just left. And it was just like...
And this was when?
This was last night.
Just last night this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just doesn't care.
And what did you say to him when he told you what his plans were?
You just can fake it. You know,
I told him that I don't want him going out with people who are drinkers and smokers, and I don't know what he's up to out there.
And he's done this on a regular basis?
Yes, all the time.
All the time? Like every night?
Well, it feels like he does it like almost every other week.
Uh-huh.
That's what it feels like.
Does he ever invite you to go with him?
No.
Do you ever ask to go with him?
No.
All right. And tell me what kinds of things you've said to him to help make him understand that this is hard for you when he does this.
Well, it's just like, I think that, like, if I, you know, made dinner, he should just stay there the whole night.
But let me repeat the question. Tell me what kinds of things that you say to him to help him understand.
I don't think I should have to say anything.
Really? So he should, if I'm hearing you correctly, he should automatically know what you're thinking about this.
Yeah, he's my husband. He's just supposed to be considerate.
So help me understand how he would know what you're thinking without you telling him.
I mean, we've been together for, like,
yeah.
5 years.
A lot.
You should know, at this point, like, you just know things about people. Like, I know when you go out with drinkers and gamblers that you're not up to anything good.
So number one, he should automatically know what you're thinking. And number two, you automatically know that he cannot be possibly doing anything good when he's out with his brother.
Right.
And because you've been out with them in the past?
No, but I don't think I have to. I just know what those kinds of...
Do you know that they're up to no good because he comes back and tells you all the bad things that he did?
He doesn't tell me about bad things that I do, but I think because he doesn't tell me what he does, I just assume that he's not up to any good.
So you're saying...
Well, this is very interesting. So you're taking a very different tack. Interesting. Okay.
So when he comes back... He doesn't really tell you what's been going on, but you can kind of tell what's been going on.
I just kind of tell. I can smell smoke in his hair and his, you know.
You can smell smoke because his brother's a smoker, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't like smoking. It's not good for you.
But does your husband smoke?
No, he would never smoke. But even being around it is not
so okay. You're worried about the secondhand smoke?
Yes.
Okay. And how? And you've told your husband over and over and over again that you're worried about him getting exposed to secondhand smoke?
Yeah.
You have?
I think so.
Sure.
Okay.
She told him over and over, don't go out with that guy. He's a loser. Mm-hmm. He's a drunken and a gambler.
All right.
And if, so you want to sneak in, if he cared about me, mm-hmm. he would, if I asked him to stay home, he'd stay home. If he really cared.
Yeah, like, I feel like if he cared about me, and he cared about himself, and he cared about our marriage, like, he wouldn't go out with people who smoke, and he'd get lung cancer, and then he'd die. Like, I just don't feel like he should care.
So you're saying he may die from this secondhand smoke?
Yeah, and then it's like he doesn't care how I feel about that. He just doesn't care. He's a person who doesn't care about me.
He said this to you.
He hasn't said that he doesn't care, but I just know.
Well, he actually did say, I don't care what you say, he's my brother, I'm going out.
Yes,
yeah,
I said that before.
He did say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You weren't listening.
I was not listening. I totally apologize. So, but what he said, though, is he said, I don't care what you think. This is important to me. I'm going out with my brother.
Yeah, and they just left.
But
he said he doesn't care what I say.
So do you think that he's saying I don't care about you?
Yes.
And have you told him that?
No, because he said it.
Okay, well, maybe this is something you can't... So what you've done in the past is you've told him over and over and over again that you don't like this, but maybe he's not quite understanding why. Is that possible?
I mean, I guess so, but it's hard for me to understand when I've told him so many times. He should know that it's distressing to me.
All right, but, well, part of what I'm getting at here, too, is that you've told him this over and over again, and you're kind of getting the same result, right? He's going to keep doing this, correct?
Yeah, because he obviously doesn't care about me.
Well, this is where I'm having a little trouble. The connection, the conclusion you're drawing by him doing what would you say that he enjoys going out with his brother?
Sure.
And as long as you've known him, he's gone out with his brother, right? This is their thing?
I guess so.
And would you say it's fair to say that he enjoys doing this?
Yeah, but he should spend more time with me because I'm his...
Okay. So, interesting. Now, very different text. How did you feel about what he was doing?
I was trying to see where you were going. I mean, I was trying to be difficult. Mm-hmm. Or I was trying to reinforce the trust thing. I was expecting you to go, like, examine the trust, because in my briefing it says that my husband's actually a decent dude, and you didn't, like, probe for that,
well,
I guess.
I was working my way there.
Yeah.
But you were taking, I mean, it was a very different tact. So, because one way to go is to look at the dichotomous thinking of, you know, if he doesn't do mm-hmm. what I say, he obviously doesn't care about me. But you were taking the tact of, you know, have you communicated this? And mm-hmm. how do you know how he feels? I mean, you know, it was a perfectly viable alternative tact. He did feel, I mean, did he feel a little confrontive to you? I mean, did it feel, or did you feel like he was just probing? I mean...
He was a little more confrontive in the beginning than I expect, but I guess I was
yeah, you
being
were
too
with
like,
it.
The focus, so...
I probably was more than I could have been nicer, probably.
Well, I don't know if nicer is the
Maybe
point.
Maybe that's
I
not
mean,
the right word, but...
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like I could see possibly a patient feeling like you were defending the husband.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you were looking at, did he really understand? I mean, it was guided discovery. So it's just a very different way of, rather than looking at, well, what does it mean if someone cares about you? Does it mean if somebody cares, do they always do what you want? You know, instead you're looking at, well, do we know what he's really thinking? Are we sure he understands? Does he know the reason? I think it's a perfectly viable alternative way of approaching it. And
right.
So, and you wrote an agenda. So you guys came real quick, like in 7.5 minutes. Do number 3.
All right.
Okay. Right, good. Who's the therapist? Okay, you have an agenda?
We have her words. I have her saying they need to do something different. One, discuss job related issues.
Mm-hmm.
And also some issues with the significant other. Her words are you can't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you asked what you went out, she said those things?
Yep. And I came back to, we had previously agreed to talk about the job related stuff. And then we set some kind of acknowledge the importance of the relationship piece and kind of just set some time boundaries on how much we will discuss each one.
Oh, okay. How did it feel to you so far?
You know, I love being a client, so. It was good. I mean, he probably, like we were talking earlier, he probably feels like, you know, certain things. You can feel like he's trying to help you out, trying to keep you on track, trying to keep control of the session.
So that felt... Okay to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me, you guys, we can do like 4 more minutes. So you've kind of gotten set the parameters, and mm-hmm. then had you started actually looking at?
Yeah, we were trying to, she had talked about kind of not having any skills, feeling overwhelmed, not knowing where to start, and trying to derail towards the boyfriend and having him take care of her. And so that I was bringing it back to kind of exploring that idea of, you say you don't have skills. So I'm hearing you feel like you don't have any skills. The process is overwhelming. You wouldn't even know where to start. But I'm also hearing you, you know, from our previous conversations, you've talked about kind of your current role as a manager. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for 8 years.
Okay. And what kind of work do you do in that job?
So, I supervise people. I don't want to do that. I just don't. You ask me what I do. I just don't want to do that. Why can't I just stay home?
Sure.
My boyfriend is at home. Why do I have to work? We talked about this.
Okay, so you've had a previous discussion with, if I'm hearing you correctly, you have a previous discussion about him returning to work and you staying home? Or is that just something?
What's the problem with that?
Okay.
Why can't I just stay home?
Is that something you've agreed to with him, or is that just something that you feel you would like to do?
That's what I would like to do.
Okay. So
I don't want to go to work. I'm tired of working. I worked for 8 years. He needs to work.
Well, there's nothing wrong with staying at home if that's something that you want to do, and your partner's okay with that. But I'm hearing you haven't necessarily talked with him about that.
He should know. He's a man. He should be working.
Okay.
Don't you think you working? Don't you think he should be working?
Whoa! She is good.
It's really hard.
It is hard, and she is good.
Yeah.
So, okay, you know, I hear, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I would rather not work, really. In fact, we talked about this years ago, that, you know, Jim, you know, each of us, I forget who started, was like, you know what, you want to take a few years off, that's fine, and then I'll take a few years off. It's like, oh no, I don't want that. So I think you're moving toward the right tack with, have you discussed this with him? And then you need to look at, you know, the reality. So what does you haven't discussed it with him. So we don't know if that's something that he would agree to or not. Would it make sense to discuss it with him? You know?
Yeah.
Okay. But then you want to look at the reality. So what does Rick do for a living?
You didn't get that one.
Did not get that far.
Yeah, because the fact is, Rick has never worked. Rick is agoraphobic. Rick ain't going to work. Okay? It's not going to happen. And she keeps hoping. And,
okay,
and so, you know, and so, you know, so that. But again, I mean, you wouldn't get off that right off the bat. I think that your tact of have you discussed it with him is a perfectly fine one. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, you know, how do you think, you know, and it's interesting. So you've never discussed his goal? I'm telling you, that's kind of interesting. You've never discussed the idea of him going back working?
No.
Never, huh?
No.
And how long have you been together?
About 4 years.
Okay. And in that time, has he worked at all?
No.
So then, you know, and how about before that? You know, it's like, now wait, he hasn't worked. Oh, but of course she hasn't discussed it with him because she's worried that he'll get upset, right? So, and I forgot, you know, we're talking dependent here. So, you know, you'd have to really, if she said, well, maybe, you know, should you discuss it with him, then you want to go, well, okay, do you feel you can do that? And what might happen if you bring it up with him?
Mm-hmm.
He might get pissed, right? Mm-hmm. He might, so then you'd have to. So you would have gotten there on that tag. Because,
good.
Yeah, if you, so you felt he was doing
you
it.
I would ask the question.
Which, I mean, I think that's true. She wants to hold on, really. She wants to hold on to this fantasy. She's got this guy, and she feels safer with him around, but he hasn't really taken care of her. So, she wants to hold on to that fantasy, even though there is no evidence to support that that is ever going to happen.
So I don't blame her for, you know, she's going to resist that, but she's also going to be afraid to talk to him about it. And that would be an interesting. So your tact would have worked just fine. You didn't really need to get to how much has he actually worked, although it would come out, I think. Okay, good job, guys. Come back together. All right.
No, it isn't all right now. I'll be
dependent, Eric. Okay. So you just be dependent, and tell you what, we'll make a deal. If you can either, we can get back together, or we can just, we'll take a 3-minute break. Okay. And if you want to be dependent,
we can finish up.
You can be dependent during the break.
3 minutes.
All right? Like 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
We'll be done. Thank you, guys. Oh, take care. In the rain.
I know.
Lisa smells snow.
You all be careful.
Oh, no. Is it
raining? Yeah, it's been raining.
I drove through pouring rain.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have
any. Raleigh
or
Japan?
No, no, no.
You can hear it.
Like sunshine.
Yeah. She makes me nervous when she's there. She's like so nervous, so funny. I'm like, why am I nervous? Like, for no reason. Do you feel nervous?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Don't look like you.
Well, because she always kind of like a
tank. Yeah, I know, right? Anything you say.
I don't think she meant to have, but
no.
It feels like a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like, like every time she sits with anybody, it's like they're never doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think this time I counterattacked her. So she admitted that. She admitted that that's one way to go. No. I don't take the time.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I saw her about 3-4 sessions, but last set, like homework, he is so depressed, of course, mm-hmm. And he's so depressed that I need to give him behavioral. But this behavioral, of course, you know, they find another person with a severe problem, right? So they're extremely dependent. I give him the behavioral activation of working out.
Okay.
This is a young man who used to work out and he gave up everything. Every single week he's coming back, he does it one day or 2 days, then he stopped because his partner wouldn't do it. We had a conversation, we addressed that in the airline when the steward talked about the person doesn't do it, he did not serve. And tough causing everything, he agreed.
I've been raided by two women.
And come back.
They collaborated and just threatened me and support.
So last session I had, I was going to give a conversation to him. So I addressed him.
You're
not about to do this.